Thank you, Madam Chairperson. I was not planning to intervene on this paragraph, but looking at it now as it stands, the in particular part is linked to the historical facts, and we've cut that in two by putting the new language in between. So I don't think that actually makes sense, because it would be better to push that new language towards the end of the sub-phrase, in particular slavery, the slave trade, the transatlantic slave trade and colonialism. And then you can put as well as and name whatever else should be mentioned. And maybe just given that we discussed it this morning, if we are changing the language slave trade towards trade of enslaved persons, you might want to do that here as well for reason of coherence. And with regard to the request by the UK, we have no strong feelings. For us, the text was fine. But to be honest, there are situations where you could turn the reasoning around. There are situations where it would actually be better if it wasn't governments writing the history books, because it's most of the time governments who rewrite themselves. So if there are systems, and I don't know if that's the case in the UK, and I don't want to get involved in that discussion, but if you have independent panels looking at these things and deciding on how it should be written, there are certain advantages to that way of working as well. I'm just saying.